Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me an amazing man, entrepreneur, husband, you name it, author, Gino Wickman. Gino, it's great to be with you today.
You are too kind. Thank you. Thrilled to be here.
Awesome. Well, listen, we are talking all about this crazy thing called the entrepreneurial journey. I wish I would have had someone early on kind of give me the warning, perhaps the map, how to be qualified. But I want to ask our listeners today, type in below if you are an entrepreneur, if you consider yourself one, and why would you say you are one? And Gina, let's get right into it. How does somebody know if they're cut out for entrepreneurship?
Great place to start. So where I want to, as I answer that, I want to create a little context, okay? Because this content that we're going to talk about, it's really hard for me to just answer that without everybody understanding the context of this journey and this passion project of helping a million entrepreneurs in the making.
Yes.
And the three parts of what we're going to talk about, and it's confirm, glimpse, and path. And so I like always like to anchor it. And so you're asking a confirm question.
Okay.
And a confirm question is, first and foremost, we have to confirm whether or not you even have what it takes to be an entrepreneur before we can talk about the glimpse and talk about the path. So I love that you're starting there. And so how does somebody know? I'm going to give you three nuggets to help you know, okay? And so first, really high level, I believe in all of my experience, a true entrepreneur has six essential traits. And so the way you know if you're an entrepreneur is if you have these six essential traits. And so get ready as I share that. I want you to scan your body and see if this is you. And so here they are. The first is visionary, then passionate, then problem solver, driven, risk taker, and responsible. And so if you've exhibited those traits all of your life, odds are you're probably an entrepreneur. Now we're going to go to part two, or another little nugget to help you decide. And I create an assessment called the Entrepreneur in the Making Assessment. And so if you're sitting there as a person who has not yet taken your entrepreneurial leap and you're wondering, is this you? Scan your body on the six, but also take the Entrepreneur in the Making Assessment. So at e-leap.com, you can go there, and in about 10 minutes, you're going to answer 20 questions about yourself, and you're going to get a score. And if you score 90 or higher, odds are you're probably an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur in the making. And the last thing I would share is something I call the entrepreneurial range. And so if you picture this arc in your mind, and on the far right side of that arc are the words true entrepreneur, and on the far left end of that arc are the words self-employed. So anyone that owns their own business is somewhere on that entrepreneurial range. And so what I believe is the people that are on the far, or not the far, but the right side of that range are the true entrepreneurs. And so the true entrepreneurs, the ones that redline that, are the greatest entrepreneurs of all time. Henry Ford, Walt Disney, Oprah Winfrey, Sarah Blakely. But on the far left side are the people that are self-employed, very admirable. These are the freelancers, somebody with a side hustle, somebody buys a franchise or is a lifestyle business. And so my point in this is you can still own a business, not necessarily be an entrepreneur, and that's okay. And so if you're on that right half of the range, and even if you drew that range in front of you, put a little dash on where you think you fall. Are you a Henry Ford, or are you, you know, somebody with a side hustle that's probably going to tinker and make an extra 10, 20 grand a year with your little side hustle? No shame in that. It's admirable. And so those three nuggets tend to get people's gears turning on, am I this? Am I?
Oh, man, I love that. I love that. Michelle from Montreal says he took the assessment and landed under 90. Oh, so that's cool. Well, we're going to talk about that here. You know, I found it fascinating. If I wrote my notes right, you said 5 was risk taker and 6 is responsible. Mm-hmm. Don't many people see that as like absolutely contrary?
No, they're very different, you know, at least in my mind. So risk taker has to do with when you are faced with a decision, do you make the tough call, move forward? And people that aren't risk takers, they tend to get stuck. They tend to have analysis paralysis. They just won't move forward, make the tough decision, take that risk, jump forward, where risk takers just make the decision. So as an entrepreneur, you're making 1,000 decisions in those first couple of years. And so you got to make fast. You got to move fast. Responsible has nothing to do with decision-making, risk-taking. Responsible has to do with, do you take personal responsibility when something goes wrong? And so half the world takes responsibility, half the world does not. And so you need to decide which camp you're in. And if you think about the people in your life, you can literally go through all of them and put them in one of the two camps. And you can do it in like a minute because it's so obvious. And so when something goes wrong, people that blame everyone else typically aren't highly responsible. But there are ones that when something goes wrong, they immediately look to themselves. They look in the mirror. They take the responsibility. They say, this is my problem. Even if they didn't create it, they say, this is my problem to solve. And so if you're in the, you know, the camp that takes responsibility, then that's you. You get to check that box. If you blame the world for all your problems, odds are you're not responsible. And being an entrepreneur is going to be really tough because you're going to blame everybody for everything that goes wrong.
I love that. Folks, listen up. You are with Gino Wickman. He is a fantastic individual. Let me read a little bit about his bio here. And I know this is old news to you, but our people want to hear, okay? So you had an obsession for learning what makes businesses and entrepreneurs thrive all the way since the age of 21. At 25, which a lot of people were just, you know, at their parents' basement playing video games, you took over the family business, which was deeply in debt and in need of help. Then you turned the company around and ran it for several years, and then you sold the company. Today, you basically then set out to do EOS, Entrepreneur Operating System, which, by the way, we use, we implement, amazing. And you've led over your career more than 1,900 full-day sessions for more than 135 companies. How did those days, Gino, prepare you for the eLeap book and concept?
Well, I've never had someone read my bio so methodically. So that was interesting and really hard.
Monotone voice, man.
No, it's good. But what I'm saying is really hard to sit through. I always hope the intro lasts like 10 seconds.
I get you.
So we can get to work. So, you know, if you're asking, you know, how did those, you know, if I do the math now, those 30 years that you just described affect what I do now? The way I look at it is, it's almost like you would think I did this in reverse, because I spent the last 30 years obsessing about what makes entrepreneurs successful, created EOS to help them become more successful, run a great business. And so I've been mired in entrepreneurship for 30 years, and I feel like I know a little bit about the subject. And so from there, I then wrote a new book called Entrepreneurial Leap. Yep. And I decided I'm going to devote the next 10 years of my life to helping entrepreneurs in the making. And so the reverse is that I'm now going to the front end of the entrepreneurial journey and helping anyone that thinks they might be an entrepreneur really discover if they are. That's that confirm step, just confirming whether or not they are. Then I show them a glimpse of what the life is like and all the possibilities. And then I show them a path to greatly increase their odds of success. So in what I'm teaching now in this passion project to impact 1 million entrepreneurs in the making, I'm calling on the 30 years of experience in that obsession and what I've done and all the entrepreneurs I've helped, because I see these common traits and these common patterns and these common trends, and it's almost scientific. And so what I'm doing, like I said, is now I'm helping this person that is like I was at 18, lost, yeah, confused, insecure. I was a mislabeled derelict. I was an entrepreneur in the making. I didn't discover what I was until I was 29. And so I feel like I lost 11 years. And so I'm teaching what I needed most, as the saying goes. And so I'm calling on those 30 years of experience to help entrepreneurs in the making take a much better leap.
What I appreciated about your book, a lot of books out there, they try to convince you of something, like, hey, you know, they're selling you the whole book. Mm-hmm. You surprisingly, in my opinion, almost took the opposite approach, where you kind of sold us on why we shouldn't be, or why we maybe aren't entrepreneurs. Why did you take that approach? Because that's super unique.
Yeah. So I strongly believe, you know, again, I call this a passion project. Anyone that does not have what it takes to be an entrepreneur, I'm doing everything in my power to talk you out of doing this, because I'm going to save you 10 years of sheer hell. So I'm trying to save lives here. And so absolutely, I am breaking hearts. You know, like the person that said I scored less than 90, what do? I look forward to answering that question, because
Answer it.
If you scored, so I am not the judge and jury for your life. You have to decide. Read about Confirm, but you scored under 90. Anybody that scores 90 or above, odds are pretty darn good that you're probably an entrepreneur in the making. If you score less, you have to make a choice, because now let's go back to that entrepreneurial range. What that might be saying, if you scored a 75, hypothetically, it might be saying that you're probably not going to be the next Elon Musk. And so maybe you're on the left side of that range, where you're going to have a side hustle. Like, the example I always love to give is somebody with handy skills, and they go out and become a handyman or a handy woman. They can charge $60 an hour, make a six-figure income, and be busy for the rest of their lives if they do good work and follow up. Within 2 years of doing great work, you'll never have to market again. And so you're making a six-figure income. You're self-employed. Hallelujah to that. And so maybe that kind of a life is better for you. But what happens with that handyman or woman, if they have those six essential traits and they score 90 or higher, they will not be able to stop themselves from turning that into a construction company, because they're going to say, I could go out and hire somebody for 25 bucks an hour to do that job. I'll pocket a profit off of that, and I can go get another job. And then they're going to add another person. All of a sudden, you got a construction company. So just know that about yourself. Wow. So I am not going to tell you whether you are. I'm giving you the tools, the knowledge, the information to discover, know thyself, if this is right for you. And if you score less than 90, the odds might be against you. And so just go in eyes wide open.
I wish I would have. In fact, I reviewed your podcast on iTunes, and folks, that's what we're launching today. We're launching the podcast. So we're going to give away some prizes. Let's give away to the most engaged member, the person who shares, tags, tweets, maybe the person who says on Facebook, they tag their friend and say, Billy, you need to take the assessment, because maybe Billy's clueless and Billy thinks he's an entrepreneur, but really he's not. But Gino, I was in the nonprofit world for a lot of years. I grew up the son of a pastor, and I went in that field myself. And I really wish I would have found your book, because the church almost killed me, man. Like, in other words, nothing wrong with the church. I love the church.
Yeah.
But I, now looking back on it, I was massively claustrophobic. There wasn't this room for creative expression. And you're saying that kind of you were mislabeled by, I think you said at the EOS conference, all your friends were doing college and you were making money.
Well, everyone went off to college and I went to go make money. The last thing I was going to do was stay in academia. I could not wait to get out of high school. I graduated with a solid 2.3 GPA.
There you go.
I just wanted to go to work. I knew the right path for me. My gut told me the right path. You know, yes. I didn't learn till later I was an entrepreneur, but my gut just screamed, this is not the path for you. And I turned out okay.
You did. And, you know, just to be at the conference recently, it was so cool to see so many people in my world, in my words, souls on fire. You know, I really felt that igniting souls. What is the vision behind the book? Like, what do? You want to change the educational system? Do you want to change the way young people think about their futures? What's the big why behind this whole concept?
That's cool. Well, it's so simple, because all I want to do is I want to help an entrepreneur in the making get a huge jumpstart on taking their entrepreneur leap. I want to solve the pain and suffering that a true entrepreneur experiences when starting their business. So that's the short and sweet. The kind of broader, bigger, deeper thing with more words is I'm trying to find the 4% in the world. Okay, so 4% of the population has these 6 essential traits. And I want to find them, and I want to show them the life they were born to live, because they're trapped. You know, they're going to school when maybe they shouldn't. They're in the corporate world with this shitty corporate job, and they're 35 and they're miserable and they can't figure out why. They could be homeless. They could be in the prison system. I believe 25% of prisoners are entrepreneurs in the making. They just use their powers for bad, not good.
Wow.
To understand what that skill set can be used for. So wherever that 4% is, I intend to find you and help you realize what you are. So again, you can live the life you're born to live.
That's huge, man. And I've heard that. My mom used to be a social worker inside of a prison. And you're right. It's like the creativity, you know, the visionary, the passionate, the driver, the risk, all these things they are, but they used them for ill. And you're saying you can redeem that. That is amazing.
Yeah, there's actually a prison system in Chicago that's using Entrepreneur Elite now. So we sent them, I can't remember the number of books, and they're literally doing a class around it. The feedback has been incredible. So it's going to find its way into every crevice in the world, I hope. And again, help entrepreneurs in the making become very successful entrepreneurs.
I know from stage the other day, you said that if people are interested in partnering or collaborating around this concept, that's a big vision of yours. Let's say an educator's listening and they're saying, oh my gosh, I teach a class. We have 18-year-olds. They all think they have to go to college.
Yeah.
And they don't. What would you say to someone who's really interested in collaborating around this concept?
Love it. Well, first of all, on that point, I write an entire chapter in Entrepreneur Leap called College or Not, and I present all the facts, okay? Because the other thing is, if you think you're an entrepreneur in the making, college is still an option as long as you know why you're going to college. So I present all the facts, and I present successful entrepreneurs that went, didn't go. So on that point, you just have to make a decision for yourself once you know all the facts. To the answer to your question, one of the ways that we're going to achieve impacting 1 million entrepreneurs in the making is by joining forces with collaborators. Okay, and so we have 87 collaborators now. And what a collaborator is it's anyone who's out there in the world right now teaching, coaching, mentoring, guiding entrepreneurs in the making. So to your point, yes, it's a high school teacher, it's a college professor, but it's nonprofits, it's people that are mentoring one-on-one. So if in any way you are out there teaching, helping, coaching entrepreneurs in the making, or you have a passion to, go to e-leap.com, click on the Become a Collaborator button, and let's have a conversation, because here's the beauty of the relationship. I give you all of this content for free. I don't want any money. There are no contracts. And you freely teach this content as much or as little as you want to your audience. All I ask in return is that you give credit where credit's due. Let them know that a book exists. And it's the ultimate win-win relationship. So as I keep saying, it's a passion project. I want to get to 1 million as fast as possible. But the goal is to do it in the next 10 years.
Well, yeah. When I spoke with Amy from your team, she shared those parameters, and I thought that is the most generous thing out there.
Appreciate
I mean, who says I'm going to write a book and then I'm going to give it all free, all the content? I want you to mentor and save people from going to the prison system or having shame or, you know, can't you be like your brother or your sister? You're really giving the entrepreneur a voice. Gino, where do you see yourself? I know your passion project you're sharing now. But do you see yourself as a voice to the entrepreneur? Do you see yourself as kind of like this new thought leader for a lot of us who feel like we don't have direction?
Well, that's too daunting of a statement for me. So I you know, what, how I think of myself is I am a person who is obsessed about entrepreneurs. That's what I live, breathe, eat, sleep. That is my obsession. And so I'm here to help them. And so at the end of the day, you know, half my life is spent on this passion project. The other half of my life is still spent on EOS stuff. I sold the business, but I still own the books. I still speak. So I'm helping entrepreneurs in both of those worlds. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I'm a teacher. And again, I want to end the pain and suffering for entrepreneurs. They're making their lives too difficult. I want them to get everything they want out of their businesses. And at the end of the day, I want to increase their freedom, their impact on the world, and their creativity. I want to let them let their freak flags fly and be who they are 100% and build amazing businesses, employ a lot of people. We all win when entrepreneurs are successful.
I love that. A totally abundance-minded.
Appreciate it.
Fantastic. So we're going to share a couple things here. There's a channel, folks, that Michelle is dropping in the comments, but it's an audio boom channel. You can find it right from Gino's site. But folks, check this out. You have iTunes, you have Spotify, you have, I mean, there's so many places, Stitcher, all these different places. My team and I have subscribed. I've subscribed. But Gino, I kind of stumbled on your website and said, oh my gosh, you got these crazy cool 3 to 4 minute videos. And I said, man, we got to strip the audio, put it in a podcast, blah, blah, blah. But what is your dream from these little mini lessons that are 3 to 4 minutes that could be done on the way to work, mowing the lawn? I mean, what's the goal of the podcast?
Well, it's just like all of it. Again, to teach. Again, I'm a teacher at heart, but I can only teach so many people. So what you're getting with these videos is I've created a video a week for now almost 2 years. And it's me teaching this content. It's me giving you the best nugget for what you need at the time. And so it's a way to leverage. It's a way for me to go from one to many, as opposed to me and, you know, 50 people in a room. Let's go one to a million out there. So they're just great nuggets. And again, in this time that we're spending together, hopefully out there, you're getting a sense of my style, my intensity, the fact that I just hit you between the eyes. And that's the tone of these videos. I'm just hitting you between the eyes with what's going to make you great as an entrepreneur. But also, let's go back to confirm, first and foremost, confirm that you even are before we start.
Ooh, that's
talking
good.
About entrepreneurship.
That's good. I'm going to go into the lightning round here.
Yeah, okay? Please.
So we already did, you know, how does someone know if they're cut out for entrepreneurship? They can take the assessment. They want to score above the 90. We got the six, what do you call them? Six essential traits. Now, what does the life of an entrepreneur look like? I know you've met a lot of them. Is it uncertainty? I mean, why does only 4% like want to be in that world?
Yeah, it's not about want. It's just that you're genetically encoded. So you end up in that world.
Okay.
Or you should be in that world.
Interesting.
But to answer your question, it's not about the life as much as, you know, now we're going into glimpse. Okay. And so we're going to the second part of this content. And what I'm doing in glimpse is once we confirm you're an entrepreneur in the making, all of a sudden, I'm going to show you a glimpse of the life and it's going to light you up and you are going to be ready to run. Then I'm going to slow you down a little bit in path. But in glimpse, what I do is I share countless stories of people who were right where you are and how they did what they did to build amazing companies. Second thing I do is I show a day in the life, to your point. I show them a day in hell and a day in heaven. And sadly, most entrepreneurs are living a day in hell. In other words, they're living the nightmare, not the dream. And my discovery in that is they make 8 critical mistakes. And almost every entrepreneur makes them. And I'm going to just quickly rattle them off for you because I'm a teacher at heart. But the 8 critical mistakes almost every entrepreneur makes when they start their startup and start to build their company is 1, not having a vision. 2, hiring the wrong people. 3, not spending time with your people. 4, not knowing who your customer is. 5, not charging enough. 6, not staying true to your core. Number 7, not knowing your numbers. And number 8, not crystallizing roles and responsibilities. So I'm just stimulating thought there. And then the third thing that I do in Glimpse is I help you understand that every entrepreneur is not built to build every business. And so you've got to decide as an entrepreneur in the making, what are you built for? What are you drawn to? And so I help you understand all of the possibilities, all of your options. What industries? What type of business? Are you a product entrepreneur, service entrepreneur? Are you B2B? Are you B2C? Are you low cost, high volume? Are you high cost, low volume, selling quality? And then size. Do you want to build $1 million business or $1 billion business? Because every entrepreneur is not cut out to build $1 billion business. Again, see the entrepreneur range. And so I created a tool there called My Biz Match, also for free on the website, just like the assessment, e-leap.com. That takes about 20 minutes to fill out, but out will pop the answer that is the perfect business for you. Because if you build the business you're built to build, you're going to be much more successful than finding yourself in a business that is sheer hell. I don't like product businesses. I'm a service entrepreneur. That's just me. I've got a lot of product business clients, but it's not for me. I like selling high price, high quality. I want to be the most expensive guy in town. So anyway, these are things about me that tells me what kind of business I want to be in. I want to be in the education industry. So anyway, that tool will help you get really clear on what you're drawn to. And so that's what Glimpse is all about. That typically lights up the entrepreneur in the making. And then that's where Path comes in, because now we got to rein them in a little bit because they're ready to run.
I love what Rick says. He says, I've lived both in entrepreneurial hell and heaven. I made most of those mistakes.
I love
it. You're really connecting. Lily's getting it. Folks, again, I want to get you this autographed copy. A bunch of you are tagging friends. Share it. Gino, this is really unique. Like, you go to the website, you get this free assessment. You get this free assessment. You can be a free collaborator. How are you doing all this, man? I mean, you know, you're super generous, but like, what is the business model?
It's a passion project. Yeah. So here's how it works. EOS has been very, very good to me. Okay. And so that's the cash cow. I sold that business. And so, you know, that's what supports Entrepreneurial Leap in this project. I do hope someday I will sell enough books to at least cover the nut of this business.
Yes. But
by all measures, that's going to take me 5 years to do. And so it is what it is. But the business model is a passion project. I will make money when I sell books. And so someday, again, I hope that covers the expenses and hopefully generates a profit someday. But if anybody understands the book business, at best, I'm going to generate hundreds of thousands of dollars. This will not be a multi-million dollar empire. So it's all about the collaborators, making them heroes to their audience. Yes. It's all about finding the 4%. And hopefully, I'll do better than break even with the business someday soon. But it's a passion project. Whatever it is, because fortunately I have EOS and that generates a lot of revenue for me.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I got 3 kids, 15, 13, 11. You have, I met Gino. I said, was it okay to call you Gino Jr.? I don't know, but
he loves it. So Gino Jr. is what we all call him.
And okay. Okay. So, you know, you have kids, plural.
Yep.
Did they ever feel, I mean, I'm getting personal here, but did they ever feel like a push to be an entrepreneur? Are you saying, listen, Kerry, it's genetic. And if they don't have that 4%, I don't push them at all. What do you think?
I don't know why you're getting me emotional talking about my kids, but it's so great to watch you and Gino talking at the conference. And you sent him a nice little gift. And so that was amazing. And it was just really cool. So with that, and then I have a daughter, Alexis, 28, Gino's 25, so 2 kids. So the short answer is you either are or you aren't. So these 6 essential traits, here's the part that's really going to hurt out there, is you're born with them. They can't be taught. Wow. They're genetic. I'm convinced of that. You couldn't beat it out of me if you tried. So neither one of my kids has all 6 essential traits and scores 90 or higher. You know, is there a chance Gino might go start something and be on the left side of that entrepreneurial range or join forces with an entrepreneur who's on the right side of the range? Possibly, because he's got some curiosity, but you know, they're not lunatics like I am. So, you know, you got to be
that, that is awesome. You know, folks, we got parents jumping in here. Natalie, who's actually, you got to give Natalie a thank you because you don't even know this, but Natalie was your project manager to get this whole podcast rolling. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Natalie, but how cool is that? That, I mean, as a dad, I'm hearing that and I'm saying, okay, you know, like Keegan, Isabel, Addison, they might not be wired and that's okay. And how, put it this way, how much damage have you seen parents cause their kid who wasn't an entrepreneur and now they got to shoulder that?
Well, and I reverse it, and I'll answer that, but I'm going to start with the reverse of that. Nothing pains me more than the entrepreneur in the making son or daughter that has, you know, whatever, parents that are engineers, teachers, doctors, lawyers, and they're forcing that poor kid down this structured road when they're an entrepreneur in the making and they're just miserable. And I could give you 20 client examples that are, you know, they have law degrees, but they're entrepreneurs. And finally, they broke out of what their parents pushed them into, you know. So that's what I experienced. Yes. The other side of that is, you know, I don't know that there are a lot of parents that are pushing their kid into becoming an entrepreneur, because if anything, you get more people saying, please don't become an entrepreneur.
Right. I'm probably the exception.
Yeah, because they think it's too high risk. But if you are a parent that is pushing your kid to be an entrepreneur or pushing them to take over your business because you're an entrepreneur, I write an entire chapter on second and third generation entrepreneurs, and be really careful because you are setting them up for disaster if they're not an entrepreneur in the making, if they don't have these six essential traits, and they're going to run that business into the ground someday. So you want to make sure if you are turning the reins over to your kids or kid, make sure that they have the six essential traits. If they're going to sit in the big visionary seat, be the entrepreneur and take the company to the next level. And so in that chapter, I give a few stories, about five stories about entrepreneurs that have done that, but then some horror stories. I've had some clients where both the son and the daughter, in one example, took over the business and they didn't have that entrepreneurial gene anywhere near them. And they just kind of chugged along. It was excruciating, quite frankly.
Painful for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I love what people are saying. Lily says, my kids are wired to be entrepreneurs. My nine-year-old is already making his little selling business at school. I mean,
on that note, 8 years old is the youngest person I've heard read Entrepreneurial Leap and get something out of it. So your nine-year-old is ready.
I love it.
You're an entrepreneur in the making.
I love it. You're starting to see this. Yeah, Jackie says, that's how my 11-year-old is. So
I love it.
Yeah, Gino, as we kind of wrap this up, like, you're telling me that you can literally see at 8, 9, 10, 11, these genetic traits if you know what they are.
Oh, if you are aware, absolutely. But you've already seen one of them. It's one of them is they're just trying to make money, you know? So the greatest story I've heard, it's in the book, Ryan Findling is his name. At 6 years old, not only did he have a lemonade stand, but he franchised his concept to other kids in the neighborhood. So he was having them set up franchises, and he'd get his franchise fee off each one of them. So the you will see this. If they're out trying to shovel snow, cut lawns, make t-shirts, make jewelry, just figuring out ways to constantly make money, there's a great sign that you have an entrepreneur in the making on your hands. That's one example. But then also think of the traits. If they're showing signs of taking responsibility, if they tend to be visionary, if they tend to be driven, again, it shows up in so many ways.
I love that. That is, and money to a little kid doesn't, I mean, we should really not throw dirt at this. This doesn't mean they're greedy. They might see money as like options, like freedom, or I can purchase my own thing. I don't have to.
I don't know what happened in the last 50 years, but money is not bad. Why is it, you know, becoming a millionaire was relished in the early 1900s and revered, and it's a great thing to be financially successful. Now it's like people
It's the bad guy in every movie.
Stop it. Yeah. Everybody wants to make money, but Everybody's pissed off. The ones that aren't it, the ones that do, it's fucking mind blowing. Sorry, I'm getting a little frustrated.
There you go.
That said, if you have a desire to make money, there's no shame in that. Go make lots of money. It's okay.
I love it. I love it. Rick says he did the same thing for us. You and Rick, man. So a couple more questions on the lightning round. What type of business should I start? You actually get into that in the book as well.
Yeah. And that's where we talked about in Glimpse, the My Biz Match. And so that's where you're going through. It's on the website, answering a bunch of questions. It's going to help you understand the industry that you love, the type of business you're drawn to, product, service, B2B, B2C. So that's what I talked about a little bit ago with
Mike. I love it. And last question here, how do you get started? I mean, you've given us so much gold. Collaborators, they know the button, assessment, anything else?
Well, so I'm going to quickly touch on PATH, and I'm just going to do the chapter headlines in PATH.
Love
it. Stimulate thought, and it'll give you a gist of what that's all about. And so now we're into PATH. Now you're ready to run. We got to rein you in. We're going to increase your odds of success and help you avoid half the mistakes you're about to make. You still have to make the other half. It's all part of the learning process. But here are the chapters. They are college or not, as I already mentioned. Hold on, I'm trying to find my chapters here. College or not, finding your passion, vital. Finding a mentor will help increase your odds of success. 10-year thinking and the power of 10-year thinking. Next is the 8 disciplines for increasing your odds of success. Next is the 9 stages of building your company. And in the last chapter, I just get into ongoing learning, motivation. So how to just stay sharp, how to stay educated, how to stay cutting edge as you grow your business for many, many years.
That is fantastic. Gino, you were excellent on stage, but probably not for what I'm about to say. You might not think so, but your Q&A ability. So folks, I'm gonna open up Q&A for about 2 minutes only. All right. So does anybody from the public, or do they have a burning question? Because I loved the fact that Gino did not rush off stage. He literally answered questions. There were some funny ones as well. But does anybody have a question? And then Michelle, please pick our 2 autographed copy winners. And as people are formulating questions, Gino, what's next? I know we've talked about Half Your World's EOS. We've talked about Half Your World is you know, this passion project. You also have a new book coming out called The EOS Life. What else is in the works, man? What's coming?
That's all of it right now. So I've made a 10-year commitment to this project, i.e. 10-year thinking. So with the focus, with my work with EOS, with this project, I actually have 8.5 years left on my 10-year commitment.
Wow.
So 8.5 years from now, I'm going to start thinking about that. I'll probably start thinking a little bit early. But right now, these things are consuming. And with this new book that I've launched, EOS Life, which comes out in September, there's also these 10 disciplines I'm teaching in that book to
maximize
energy. Energy. Appreciate that. So those, all of that is going to keep me busy, quite frankly, for the rest of my life. But 8.5 years from now, I'm probably going to start a new project because that's just my nature. I start getting bored after about 10 years.
I'm with you, man. Here's our winners. So I'm going to announce them. We have Lily Robinson. Big congrats. And we have Jackie Gibbons. So our team will be getting in touch with you. We'll be sending you an autographed copy, which is fantastic. Jackie just said she did the biz match. Look at that. People are multitasking.
Wow.
They're hungry.
That's fast.
I like how it produced a summary at the end. It's a great starting point.
Nice.
Gino, this was truly amazing. I'm going to reference one question from the conference. When someone stood up, I think it was a gentleman, and he said, are you going to create your own university entrepreneurial school? And I love what you said. You basically said, this is my school. Like,
yeah. And the collaborators are the schools. So no, I don't want to create a school. I don't want to build an empire. it's the collaborators that are building the empires in the schools, and they're doing all the teaching. There's not enough of me to go around, so that's an opportunity for me to leverage. So you as the collaborator get to be the hero to your audience. Use this content to enhance what you're teaching. You can charge for it. I hope you all make $10 million each. So just have at it. Those are the schools, and I'm not opening a school. At least at this moment, I'm not. Who knows what I'm going to do, but that's not my intention.
That is so generous. Gino, it's been an absolute blast. I look forward to reading more of your content. Rocket Fuel was the book that did an about face for me in my life. So thank you for everything that you've been doing.
My pleasure. This was a blast, Kerry. Always a pleasure.
All right, folks. You know where to go. Subscribe and start listening to the podcast. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.